Well, I need to tell you all something, and it's the most important thing I could ever say to you. In a little while, you'll know for certain that I'm putting my very life on the line and the safety of my family by sharing this with you. So I hope that that buys me at least a few minutes of your precious time. If this video is taken down, it wasn't taken down by me, all right? Now, I'm partly doing this to wash your blood off my hands, because God saved my life on a midnight highway one fateful night for this very cause. And he's watching, as he clearly proved that night. See, I should be dead. My sleeping driver was hurling us toward a concrete wall at 100 kilometers an hour when an angel of God was sent to wake me up from a deep sleep with just a whisper and just in time. And for what? Not so I could win X Factor or buy that dream Porsche or marry that dream girl, but for this, for these words, for this moment, so I can tell you something, so I can warn you about something. Nothing could be more important than this. So cancel that movie you wanted to watch, skip that gym session. Don't scroll down to the next post. Just stay with me. Stay with me. Now, don't worry about the quality of the video or the audio. Just focus on the content. Listen to my voice and trust your eyes. Most of you won't care for the shocking thing I'm about to expose to you, because no one cares. No one cares. Not my exes, former friends, former bandmates, work colleagues, parents, family members, strangers. No one cares. But still, I'm doing all this for one person. One single human being out there. God is calling you, and he's looking for the last ones before the storm. And if you think you know where I'm going with this, please keep watching, because the most important part of this video comes at the end. Now, everything you're about to hear is a fact, and I'll prove it to you. I will leave no room for doubt. And nothing can stop what's coming. So this isn't a call for an uprising, boycott, protest. No. The Titanic is sinking, and it's unstoppable. All I'm going to do is point you to the life raft. And if you want to ignore me, then fine, proceed at your own peril. God knows I've tried. If you want to mock me, then at least share the video. Let others mock me too. Tell your friends. Check this freak out. Anything to help me reach someone who has eyes to see and ears to hear. And like I said, in a few minutes, you'll know why my well-being is in danger and that of my loved ones too. Now, let me ask you something real quick. Who do you think, generally speaking, runs the world? What type of people are the leaders of our countries and corporations, and the rich and the famous too? I mean, like, are they Christians? Do Christians run the world? Well, no, of course not. Buddhists? No. Do Muslims run the world? No. What about atheists? It's got to be atheists, right? Because we've come such a long way as a society, and atheism is the rational state of mind for the modern type of person, right? No. What about a mixture of people? Different types of people around the world. Let me tell you something. All the leaders from Africa to Europe to the Middle East, Israel, Syria, Iran, all the way to the Americas, all these people, and we'll get to the celebrities in a second, they're not atheists, Buddhists, or Muslims. No. What if I told you that they all belong to the same religion, a secret religion? One that none of them are allowed to talk about. One that you should worry about because it affects you beyond belief in ways that you never imagined. Before I tell you what this worldwide secret religion thinks of you and plans to do to you, let me tell you what this religion is. And how do I know about this religion? Because I used to belong to it. And today I'm renouncing it publicly, breaking my oath of silence, which they imposed upon me and every single other member during ceremonies under the penalty of death. That's why my life is in danger. Every person you're about to see has taken the same oath as I did, over and over, no matter where on earth they're from, including Scott Morrison, your Prime Minister and mine. But see, I was plucked from it, saved from its camouflaged clamps, from its extravagant deception and its spiritual corpse, by none other than God Almighty. But no one else is going to tell you this. Not your favourite singer or politician, who more than likely also belong to this hidden religion. Nowhere will they speak, because they love it. They love their lives. They love their success, the money, the worship they receive. And then there are those who have left but have never broken their oath out of fear. Trust me, you don't know who you're messing with here. The few that have spoken out, well, they lost everything. Or either their reputations and livelihoods are threatened or destroyed, or they're framed for a crime and end up in jail, or they're murdered and made to look like an accident or suicide. Now, just for the record, the God that saved me, which God was that? Jesus Christ, of course, the one and only. And he's the only one they hate, along with his disciples. So I'm invincible until he's done with me. That's why I don't fear him. Now, please don't let the name of Jesus scare you off just yet, because if you're an atheist, you're especially going to want to hear this. Christians and atheists are the most pathetic bunch in the eyes of this ancient religion, the one that rules them all. And I'm only going to show you the tip of the iceberg. And just like an iceberg, the full body of this secret religion continues down past the line of sight, beneath the ocean. It widens in mass and scope until it continues further into the depths, into ever-increasing darkness and invisibility, until it reaches its foundations, which is firmly established in thick blackness, completely unimaginable and not perceived at all to those who only ever get to see its tip peeking out of the ocean top, including most of its members. At least 75%, 80%. And unless you're a member of this religion and this secret society, as they call it, you won't be granted access to the world stage or of a position of influence. It's become a prerequisite for success now. Now that they've gained pretty much full control and their members are in every place of prominence and power. So brace yourself for the truth that has been hiding in plain sight every day of your life, and for the mind-blowing out-of-this-world climax to this video. Now look at this. There's a few different ways they display their allegiance. They don't do it often, and some don't do it at all. But most of them can't help themselves, because when they do it in public, it's a hidden statement, and that statement gives them a lot of satisfaction. The celebrities usually cover one eye, or hide it in some way, and obscure it, or emphasize it like this. Or they close one eye, or peek through it, through this hand gesture, all to highlight one single eye. It's called the all-seeing eye. Other times they'll just display a drawn eye somewhere, or a tattoo of it. The other method they use, it's what's commonly known as the hidden hand. Here, for example, River Phoenix is doing both the hidden hand and the all-seeing eye, so you can see the direct connection between the two. But in the political world, usually it's done with the hidden hand. And of course, this. That's a secret handshake for the members of the secret one-eyed religion. We'll start with Scott Morrison here, hidden in plain sight as usual, for everyone to not see as usual. Look at the handshake. I was taught this very handshake, or grip as they call it, during my time in this great school of deception. Here's a picture of a normal handshake, and here's the secret handshake. Normal, secret. Now here's Scott Morrison with Daniel Andrews. Normal handshake, secret handshake. All of them are sworn to secrecy under the penalty of death. And remember, I'll prove it to you very soon. Here's former Prime Minister John Howard giving the secret handshake, and Kevin Rudd bowing down to this bloke in front of Julia Gillard. all of whom are members of the religion, and Tony Abbott, you'll see in a second, and he's Julia again. Now, I once heard Julia being asked in a brief interview on TV while she was the Prime Minister. The interviewer asked her, "What religion are you?" My ears pricked up as I was eating breakfast and I froze to hear the answer. And she actually said, with a sinister smirk, "I'm a member of a secret society. Next question, please." And what happened? Nothing. No one cared. No one cared that the person who represents them just confessed that she's a member of a secret society, when the Australian society is at large the only society that should matter. And why is it a secret in the first place? I'll show you. Very soon you'll know their beliefs, and you'll know their master plan, and you'll know why they take such extreme precautions with such hideous oaths of silence under the unbelievable penalties, including death, to stay hidden from the public. So what's the name of this religion? Well, I'll tell you right now. But keep in mind, the magic word you're about to hear only hides the true religion inside of itself. That's how it's secretly flourished to spread like a cancer around the world. It's a religion within a fraternity. The name of the international fraternity, the one that camouflages, conceals, and cloaks the secret religion inside it, is this: Freemasonry. This is their official symbol, the square and compass, sometimes with a G in the middle and sometimes with the eye, the all-seeing eye. This is the same eye that these people are referring to. That's where it comes from. The eye is sometimes placed in a triangle, and that's where this comes from, the eye in the triangle. Here's Chris Angel doing it, standing also next to a mate with a square and compass shirt on. Not a coincidence. This is not something Jay-Z invented. This is the religion Jay-Z belongs to, and proudly, as you're about to see. The Freemasons also place the eye at the top of a pyramid, because the Egyptian pyramid is integral to their secret system. Here it is on Chris Angel's shirt and Madonna's jacket. That's a Masonic symbol. The Freemasons are sometimes called the Masons for short. It'll all come together and make sense really soon. Here it is hidden in plain sight at the Australian MTV Awards. And this is the MTV headquarters, by the way. Trust me, there's no doubting this. Here's the same eye in a pyramid on a Crowded House logo. Yes, initiated Freemasons. Here's the eye on the Harbour Bridge for a New Year's Eve gig. And I wonder what that eye could be referring to. So what's the connection? The religion is the connection. The secret religion. And you'll see. Prepare yourself for an incredible revelation and the amazing climax that comes at the end of this video. Now this is where the Freemasons are counting on you to lose interest, or roll your eyes and move on. Because in their beliefs, the uninitiated, meaning you, are ignorant and stupid compared to them. You're technically called the vulgar and the profane. Please prove them wrong. Prove them wrong and stay with me just a little longer. Now, the secret identity of this one eye lies in the heart of this religion that lives, breathes, feeds and grows deep inside of Freemasonry. And Freemasonry camouflages it very successfully, so it goes undetected and undisturbed until it ultimately fulfills a thing called the Great Work. That's what they call it. And they will succeed very shortly. Nothing can stop it now. And I think some of you can sense that something's coming. And who do we trust more than anyone in the world right now? This bloke. And there he is, giving the sign of the hidden hand in front of the whole world. The hidden hand sign is technically called the sign of the master of the second veil in Freemasonry. Veil, get it? Meaning hidden. Now, am I saying that this thing that's happening in the world isn't real? No, I'm saying this. Spoken like a true Freemason. And do you remember this guy?
A safe place and a dangerous place. We must treat this new world order, this new world of COVID. We must treat this new world of COVID even in our own homes.
So what is this new world order that he accidentally mentioned? It's common language in Freemasonry, and it has been for a long time. For at least this long, since the US $1 bill, hidden in plain sight, complete with the pyramid in the eye. It's the ultimate goal of this religion, and I'll show you what the great work is, at any cost. And Australia, like every other country, is now up to its neck in this pyramidal, one-eyed occult religion. You think there's nothing hidden on our own money? What about this shadow of a bloke? Who's he hiding in the background? Well, these numbers right here will tell you. And I'll show you that too. Did you know there's a giant pyramid in Australia? You want to see it? Sitting right at the center of Australian power? Look closely, because you'll miss it. Because that's the way they designed it. There it is. Hang on. Do you see it yet? And what about now? That is the frame of an Egyptian pyramid, which we can now firmly call a Masonic pyramid, complete with a missing capstone. And if you're still in doubt that you're looking at a pyramid, there you go. A perfect two-scale pyramid hiding out of sight inside the giant frame that surrounds it. This is going to be so unbelievable to you that you probably won't believe it. Or if you're that far gone, if you really have lost touch with your own soul, you won't care, and you'll miss the opportunity to have your own eyes open first to the worst news, and then to the best news you could ever wish for on this godforsaken planet in which you're destined to lose everything you have and everything you love until eventually you lose yourself. We have to establish what this religion that's hiding inside of Freemasonry actually is, and we will. And it's shocking, but it's reality. The symbol of the Freemasons itself is not what it seems. It's a squaring compass on the surface, but it conceals something. Something that'll become obvious when I show you. But before we uncloak Freemasonry to see its true nature, its ugly face and its shameful nakedness, because I gave you my word that I'm going to prove it to you. This is the oath they have to take. This is the oath that I took. And your favorite actors and singers, just about all your heroes, just about, even some of your relatives, who probably have no idea what Freemasonry is or was, and why they took such gruesome oaths. So for those who are going to say, my grandfather was a Freemason, he was a great bloke, or don't the Freemasons run that retirement home? Just wait. Because I'm talking to Freemasons here as well. And don't you worry, they're going to come out of the woodworks. But they're all under the oath of secrecy. Don't forget that, no matter who they are. Adele, Neil Finn, Chris Angel, or Scott Morrison. The oath comes first. And here it is. This is taken from an official Masonic publication, not intended for the public. This is Duncan's Ritual of Freemasonry. In brief, I, of my own free will and accord, do hereby promise and swear that I will never reveal any of the secrets, arts, parts, point or points of the Master Mason's degree to any person or persons whomsoever. This I solemnly, sincerely promise and swear, under no less penalty than having my body severed in two, my bowels taken out and burnt to ashes, so no more remembrance be had of so vile and wicked a wretch as I, should I ever violate my Master Mason's obligation. So now you know what they think of me. I'm a vile and wicked wretch for breaking my oath. So how can anyone ever trust a Freemason when he speaks of that Freemasonry? Unless you're speaking to a rare breed like me. Never reveal any parts, not even a single point, to anyone. Here's another penalty from another degree, this time from Richardson's Monitor of Freemasonry, a legitimate Masonic publication for instructing and laying out the ritual. binding myself under no less penalty than having my throat cut across, my tongue torn out by the roots, and my body buried in the rough sands of the sea. These are the penalties they swear to. And yes, the lodge has penal authority to execute. This is how they look when they're initiated. They have to remove all their clothing and jewelry, including wedding rings, crucifixes, the most meaningful things to them, no matter what. They have to go, because complete allegiance to the society is required. You're blindfolded at every initiation because you symbolize someone who lives in utter darkness before you receive the light of Freemasonry. And that light will become so obvious to you in a bit. The secret that is being unveiled by incremental degrees to the candidates in the lodge is staring us in the face in daily life. And that truth is pretty scary if all you know and all you have is this world. But they know much more than that. At one point, when the blindfold comes off, this is what you're surrounded by. Blokes dressed like this, holding swords to your face. And that's nothing compared to what comes later. So your own wife or daughter don't qualify for discussion in these matters, unless they too are initiated to the same level as you. So please don't tell me that your grandfather or your neighbor is a Freemason and that there's nothing wrong with Freemasonry. How would you know when they're under oath never to reveal anything to anyone? The whole successful system is constructed by the art of lying to the public and to their own members of lower degrees. And we trust these people. Now here are the illustrations for the signs and handshakes. And you only receive them after the oath has been taken. This is the sign you do upon entering and exiting the ritual room while facing the Grand Master. It stands for throat slit. And it goes like this. A continual reminder of where you are and what awaits you if you have a change of heart or rebellious spirit. And here you have the illustrations of the secret handshakes. Look familiar? And this is the sign of the Master of the Second Veil. See? Purely Masonic. You don't pick this stuff up off the street. Now, this is how it's generally executed in the public arena. Sneaky, sneaky, huh? So when you see this, or this, you know for certain where it comes from and who they belong to. Look at Kramer on the front page of the privately circulated Freemason magazine, officially a Mason, like fellow brother Tony Abbott, and he's doing this. That's a direct link to the mysterious all-seeing eye of Freemasonry. There it is on the walls of the inside of a lodge room. So there's no reason to doubt that those who do this belong to this. This is another sign they do quite prominently. It's the sign of silence. This is from Richardson's Monitor of Freemasonry again, a finger over the lips. Now these signs are slightly morphed over time, so covering the mouth in a variety of ways is the expression of being bound to secrecy and silence. Silence or death, as Little Wayne here is portraying. Here's the oath of a second degree Freemason on page 21 of Richardson's Monitor of Freemasonry. Binding myself under no less penalty than having my left breast torn open and my heart and vitals taken out, thrown over my left shoulder, should I willfully transgress any part of this, my solemn oath. In this degree, the penalty is to have your whole body dissected, bowels removed and heart cut into pieces and thrown into a field where you are eaten by animals, all to protect the secret religion of the rich, powerful and famous. In the Knights Templar degree, the penalty is to have your head cut off. Listen to this penalty. And this one has happened throughout history more than any other because it works so well without having to resort to death or the threat of death, and it's easier to execute. Now, this applies to all areas of industry. It's done through the ruining of your reputation by fellow Freemasons, pointing him out to the world as an unworthy vagabond by opposing his interests, making life very hard for you, by deranging his business, by transferring his character wherever he may go, and by exposing him to the contempt of the whole fraternity, the secret society, and the world. Wow. How many people do you think they've threatened, ruined, framed, cheated, and utterly destroyed to protect their secret religion? And in case you think the Masonic Lodge hasn't got the authority over the initiates, especially the ones in the higher degrees, this is from the Encyclopedia of Freemasonry. Under mandate, the orders and decrees of the Grand Master or of a Grand Lodge are called mandates, and implicit obedience to them is a Masonic obligation. And in Sickles' Monitor of Freemasonry, you plainly see they have a right to kill. A lodge has a right to exercise penal authority over its members, exercise the penalties. So don't let a Mason tell you, oh no, that's just symbolic, the oath. Their laws are above the law of the land, and the proof are the oaths themselves. Because in normal society, you can't ask someone to accept having their throat slit as a penalty in order to be a member of any club or workplace. Unheard of. But not in Freemasonry, not in the secret society world. I told you, you don't know who you're dealing with and what's coming for us all. Here's what they think of the public. Here in speaking to the candidate, it's stated, but have a care not to defile the sanctuary by a spirit of curiosity, meaning don't try to join us just for fun. And take care not to increase the number of the vulgar and profane, meaning don't invite too many outsiders to join because they're vulgar and they're profane. This is more or less an invitation-only fraternity. Here from the Encyclopedia of Freemasonry again, written for Masons only and written by 33rd degree Masonic legend Albert Mackey, stating the same thing. Masonic definition of profane. One who is ignorant of the sacred rites of Freemasonry. One who is not allowed to enter the temple and behold the mysteries. And here, being uninitiated. That's the world at large. And here from this old ritual book written by the same legendary author, in the 33rd degree initiation, the Mason drinks wine from a human skull, which has been the cause for a few to leave Masonry because they wonder, whose skull is this? In the 30th degree, part of the ritual involves stabbing skulls. Illustrated right here. The process of submitting the member further and further involves things like this. See, the candidate who's seeking admission into the next degree to receive more light has to be humiliated and intimidated. This guy here has his foot on the candidate's head. This is what our celebrities and politicians and the most prominent members of our society have done and continue to do. No one is exempt from this. And this is the intimidating and frightening path that you must take that binds you to the secret society before you are revealed the true beliefs of the religion. So can you see the risks I'm taking? You have to stay till the end. Don't let me down. Don't let yourself down or your fellow man. Believe me, it'll be worth it. Now here's one of the three greatest Freemasons of all time who actually helped construct the 33 degrees or rituals of modern Freemasonry, Albert Pike. A hideous man with a deeply complicated mind and one who will soon help you to see who they really are. This is how important he is to Freemasonry. He's buried here, in the House of the Temple, a Washington Masonic Lodge, just around the corner from the White House. He was called the Grand Commander Sovereign Pontiff of Universal Freemasonry, a giant of this secret society, the only Confederate general who has his own statue. And who were the Confederates? The dudes that fought for slavery, not against it. Defeated by Abraham Lincoln, who was surrounded by these Freemasons, and who was assassinated by this one, John Wilkes Booth, doing the same sign of the Master of the Second Veil. A Freemason assassinated Abraham Lincoln. Undisputable when you have...